This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The state of Montana could lose $7.5 billion of federal special revenue authority, that's federal grants in other words, if a bill in the Montana legislature defining sex is enacted. Senate Bill 458, sponsored by Republican Senator Carl Glimm of Kyla, puts a definition of sex based on a person's reproductive characteristics into more than 40 sections of Montana state code. Opponents of the bill have warned that its wide-ranging nature could jeopardize federal funding due to potential conflicts with anti-discrimination laws. Federal laws and contracts often require a state's compliance with non-discrimination laws as a condition of federal funding. The bill also effectively eliminates legal recognition in the state of transgender, non-binary, and intersex people, branding it as another attempt to restrict the expression of LGBTQ+ people in Montana. The original fiscal note could not accurately determine the cost to the state and listed a $0 fiscal impact, though technical notes from the Montana University System and the State Department of Corrections warned that possible noncompliance with federal law could cost the state a substantial sum in legal fees. The total amount of federal special revenue funds appropriated in the 2023 fiscal year is $7.5 billion. In addition, federal revenue authority received by the Montana University System directly from the federal government is another $312.5 million. The bill has passed the Senate and now awaits a committee hearing in the House of Representatives. Two Helena teenagers on a shooting spree last Friday fired into homes in the 1100 block of Idaho Avenue across from Helena Middle School. Several residents called Helena police to report gunfire around 3:50 a.m., then reported more bursts of gunshots. The weapon was an AR-15 rifle stolen out of a vehicle in Great Falls, Montana. Six structures were hit with gunfire, five houses and one garage. Detectives estimate about 40 rounds hit the six structures. Helena Police Chief Petty said there were no intended targets, and we believe that this was a random act by the juveniles that were ultimately arrested. Both juveniles, 17 and 15 years old, were intoxicated at the time. One resident said one of the bullets entered his home and pierced several walls. The Lewis and Clark County attorney said he cringes when people tell him the teens were being stupid. "This isn't stupid," he said. "This is deadly." Four major road repair projects beginning this summer in Yellowstone National Park will cause traffic delays in a few areas of the park. The Lewis River Bridge near the south entrance of Yellowstone, north of Grand Teton National Park, a stretch of road from Old Faithful to West Thumb, a portion of the northeast entrance road, and the Yellowstone River Bridge near the north entrance in Gardner will all see construction projects. The National Park Service says the work will total $216 million. The park is replacing the Lewis River Bridge with a new bridge immediately downstream from the existing one. The project will also expand that parking area. The Lewis River Falls Trail will be closed during construction. On the Grand Loop Road between Old Faithful and West Thumb, a project will improve 22 miles of road, including repaving and replacing guardrails, culverts, and other drainage structures. The Yellowstone River Bridge near Mammoth Hot Springs and Tower Junction on the Northeast Entrance Road is a three-year project to replace the 604-foot-long bridge, which is 60 years old and structurally deficient. The replacement bridge upstream will be more than twice as long at 1,285 feet and 175 feet high. The $118 million project includes new pullouts, paved parking areas, and an enlarged picnic area. The two bridge replacement projects and repairs to the Grand Loop Road between Old Faithful and West Thumb are all funded through the Great American Outdoors Act Legacy Restoration Fund. Further east on the Northeast Entrance Road, work is planned for a portion of the road damaged by 2022 flooding. Work will include completing the two-lane realignment in the Lamar Canyon and stabilizing stream banks next to the road. Some guardrails, culverts, and other drainage structures will be replaced. Work in the Pebble Creek Campground and the Warm Creek Picnic Area will be done in a $25 million project funded through emergency relief funds. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.